I'm Nanaba Duncan, and you're listening to Canada Live. I'd like you to meet someone who's waiting for us in CBC Toronto Studio 211.
Hey, I'm O'Susanna, and this is a song called Into My Arms, and Joel Plaskett wrote it for my latest record called Name Dropper.
Susanna and Into My Arms, a song written especially for her by Joel Plaskett. Susie Ungerleiter is O'Susanna. For her new album, Name Dropper, she asked her friends and some other people she admired to write her songs. Her end of the deal was to make the songs live through her voice. The hardest part for Susie was the asking. Even though she knew that her friends like Luke Doucette and Ron Sexsmith and Royal Wood all love and respect her, Susie was afraid to ask, "Will you write a song for me?" Thank goodness she found the courage, because the response was an overwhelming yes and great music. Ron Sexsmith sent his song the next day. To support the album, Susie went online to do some crowdfunding. Then her doctor gave her some bad news. Susie had breast cancer. The project was put on hold, but Susie was conflicted about telling everyone what was happening. She didn't want to be a downer or for everyone to feel sorry for her. But she gathered her courage for a second time and wrote a letter with the truth. And the response was pure love. People sent cards, they knitted, they wrote tiny loving messages. And if you can believe it, Susie says the whole thing taught her how to be a better human. And it makes the Name Dropper album all the more meaningful. Today, O'Susanna is healthy, back on track, and in top form. Here she is in CBC Toronto Studio 211.
This song is called Goodnight, and it's written by Royal Wood, and it was the first song written for this project.
Given you all of my heart, a pure act of faith in a world torn apart. You lie there asleep as I pray. You hear every word that I'm now called to say. Oh my love, I'm now in your hands. Oh my love, I hope you understand. Oh my love, be forever my man. Good night, good night. Boy meets a girl, then we're tempted away. But now we possess such a gift. Where is to find the treasure was left? Oh my love, I'm now in your hands. Oh my love, I hope you understand. Oh my my man, good night, good night.
Oh, Susanna with Royal Wood's song, Good Night. Next, Susie and Justin Rutledge sing Justin's On the Russian River that actually does not appear on her Name Dropper album. Susie explains.
Justin is amazing. He's like a brother, and he's kind of been with me at different significant moments in my life. It's by coincidence in a way, but you know, he's one of the people that even though actually when we asked him, he was too busy writing his record and recording to actually write a song for the project. But what was really cool was that he had actually written this song a while ago that he wanted me to sing and that we actually recorded, and then it never made it onto any record. So he had actually done what we'd asked long before we even had this idea.
Hi, my name's Justin Rutledge, and I wrote a song called On the Russian River for Oh Susanna. I came up with this sort of this lullaby-ish kind of song about gold miners on the Russian River, this sort of the West Coast, San Francisco Bay Area gold rush. And I wanted, A woman to be singing it, and B, I wanted a woman with Susie's kind of voice to sing it. It's essentially about a young prospector trying to impress a young woman, slaving away every day in the creeks and in the creek beds for just to impress her. It's actually sung from a male perspective, which really interests me in that, you know, a woman is singing this song from a male perspective. It's an ode to an older time, and I think she has higher expectations of him, unfortunately, and I don't think it ever works out, but the poor guy, he really tried pretty hard.
Bolts and ash and cinder, bolts and ash we find. Many the ways that I've winned her, many soil and gravel and gun, the mud, the wolf and the wonder, many the ways we were young. These are the things that I brought her, things she would soon leave behind, things that I pulled from the water, many the ways unkind.
Susanna and Justin Rutledge with Justin's song On the Russian River. Ron Sexsmith joins Susie now to perform his song Wait Until the Sun Comes Up. Here's what she thought when she first got it.
Ah, that was really special because I asked Ron to write this song and, you know, I'm always asking like, oh, you know, if you have time, I know that it might be kind of a something you don't necessarily want to do or whatever, you know, all kinds of things like, sorry for asking, but maybe you want to do this. And then he was like, yeah, I think I could give that a shot. And really, like 48 hours later, he's like, okay, here's Susie.
What happened was I thought, okay, Oh Susanna, that's a song by Stephen Foster, you know, Oh Susanna, don't you, you know. And so I have a book of Stephen Foster songs. I was just trying to get some ideas. I was going through it, and there's a song in there called Nellie Bly, which reminded me of a song called Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nellie, which I thought he wrote, which he apparently didn't. So anyway, I got the title, Wait Until the Sun Comes Up, and I started, you know, Wait Until the Sun Comes Up. You know, that was sort of was the first thing. And then, you know, you try to go, okay, where do you go from there? And for me, all I kept thinking was that she'll get through this. And I just said, just think about that, you know? I mean, this is a little detour, but then you're going to come back to it and you're going to finish it. It's going to come out and everyone's going to be really happy to see you. And then there'll be this time where here she's back. And that's amazing.
Sun comes up to remind us all.
been praying long. Even your prayers have let you down.
Wait until the sun comes up to remind us all to rise above. Wait until the sun comes up to remind us all that we are loved.
That was so, I love your ending. Yeah. Whoa, whoa.
Oh, a little Sam Cooke in there. Yeah. Never hurt anybody.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
The reason why I wanted to do an album of songs by people I know was that when I first started making music, I was listening a lot to people who I didn't know who were dead and creaky old field recordings or whatever. And I had these kind of lonesome songs, and I was standing alone on stage. And as I got more and more into music, I made more friends who were doing music, and slowly I realized that they were the people I was listening to now, and they were the people who were influencing me, and it was this living kind of dynamic, cool thing where I felt like I was part of this community. And so I thought, I want to do sort of a tribute to the people I know and do their songs.
Three people Oh Susanna knows are the Toronto-based trio, The Good Lovelies. Carrie O, Carolyn Brooks, and Susan Passmore collaborated on writing a song for Susie called This Guy. Now they sing it with her.
Here it is, it's you I want, and that has always been the truth, the standard, the given. People ask me all the time, how do you find this guy? Well, I waited, I wandered, and learned to say goodbye. There were some that came before, they've got nothing on. One of them showed me the door, another was untrue. Late at night I ask myself, how could it be that you had waited to find me? Thank you. pizza shops, the parking lots, a booth at Sneaky D's. Everything is love itself, a dream. I think back to early days, so tentative and fine. And I know I'll never again say goodbye. Yes, I know I'll never again say goodbye.
Oh, Susanna and the Good Lovelies with a song they wrote for her called This Guy. Here's Susie again.
We're going to end this session with a beautiful song called Oregon by Jim Bryson, my co-conspirator, my friend, and the producer of this project. Thanks, Jim.
I gave her a couple other songs, and she's just like, I want to do Oregon. Oregon's a very simple song, so three chords. And I was sitting watching a West Coast television broadcast, and they were literally talking about weather and stuff like that in Oregon. And it's not Oregon, I say it wrong in the song, but, and then I just started singing. And then the song, and like, I don't even know what it's about in a way. I know what it's about, but I don't know what it's about, if that makes sense. Like, I know what lines are about and what they mean, and there's one line in it, will there ever be another one standing like a tree, waking up and crashing into the breeze, is a friend of mine who was a schizophrenic outreach worker and died of cancer. And, it's just about sort of, there's literally a line about more conversation, less TV.
She said days like these are mostly built for coffee and for dreaming, or spending time in borrowed climbs and calling it a weekend, or watching eyes like yours from mine. May they never weep, but just sparkle and shine as the weather turns to storms in Oregon. In the city we squirm, but in the country we will scream as the robins call it a season. Will there ever be another standing like a tree, just waking up and crashing right into the breeze, as I hope for days with no time for TV, just built for coffee and for scheming, as the weather turns to storms in Oregon. The weather turns to stones in Oregon. As the weather turns to stones in Oregon.
Oh, Susanna and Jim Bryson with a lovely duet performance of Jim Bryson's Oregon. That song is on Oh, Susanna's new album, Name Dropper, released in October.